Who is she?
Emma asked, her jaw clenched in anger. She is no one. I kept my tone sharp, knowing Emma would naturally try to avoid confrontation. I glanced around to make sure no one was listening to our conversation. Don't do this here. It was a command, and I knew how cold it would sound. But I wasn't going to let her destroy us and embarrass me in public.
I'll do whatever I want.
She is nobody. I searched her eyes as I hovered a few inches from her. Her breathing was heavy with anger, and her chest brushed against mine as she inhaled.
Was she your girlfriend?
Her face inched closer to mine. I could lie to her. I could fill her full of bullshit like I was always so good at doing, but she was pushing my buttons. And as much as I knew the honesty would hurt her, I was tired of the lies. I just hated how much the truth would hurt her. It wasn't like that. I met her at a club she works at.
Did you sleep with her?
Let me explain. I placed my hands on either side of her face against the tree so she couldn't leave.
It's a yes or no question.
She pushed against my chest again, but I didn't move. Her eyes danced across the cemetery. We were completely alone now.
Please listen to me.
I hated begging for anything, but I needed her to hear me out so she wouldn't run off with nightmares plaguing her thoughts about what she thought had happened.
Why was she here?
She asked, as tears streamed down her cheeks.
Why was she here?
She asked again angrily. I grabbed her wrists. I was losing her. I couldn't lose her. She belonged to me. Get off me. She struggled to free herself from my grip, but it was half-hearted. She knew she couldn't overpower me.
No one before you matters.
I ran my nose along the length of her neck, inhaling the scent of flowers.
Don't.
The sadness in her voice was like stabbing a knife in my chest. I had caused this pain in her. My breathing grew ragged as I struggled to hold on to my sanity.
Emma, don't leave me.
The thought made me sick to my stomach. I knew it would be best to let her go, but I couldn't. I pulled back to look at her face. She squeezed her eyes closed as she struggled to stop her tears.
Tell me you love me.
I don't want to, she whispered.
I can't. I can't do this.
She shook her head as fresh tears pricked her eyes. I slid the pad of my thumb over the apple of her cheek.
Emma, you are the only person who means anything to me.